Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Henry Wong. Henry, you're back to the Chip Chat program. Why don't you remind the listenership what you do at Intel?
Yes, I'm a senior staff technologist in the Eco Technology Program Office, working on the technical specifications that some of the regulatory agencies are asking the industry to participate with and help develop.
Henry, we had Andrew Fanara on the program a couple weeks ago talking about the ENERGY STAR for server spec, and he gave us insight into where that spec is today and where it's going in the future. Can you give me a sense of where Intel sees ENERGY STAR and what Intel's role was in helping the EPA develop that specification, and then give us a sense of how that fits in on a more global basis in terms of the impact of the ENERGY STAR spec?
Yes. We feel that ENERGY STAR has looked at a single leg of the energy profile on enterprise systems. And as Andrew has mentioned, he is anticipating that the industry, along with Intel, is capable of incorporating some of the performance aspects or the other two legs of the energy profile that we see is necessary for energy efficiency.
I would assume that you mean that ENERGY STAR comprises the first leg of that stool. What are the other two?
Those other two legs in energy efficiency deal with the ability to provision for the most amount of computing support with the fewest amount of machines. And secondly, is the ability for the machines to dynamically travel across the power profile and the energy profile consumption based on the IT demands that it sees, basically dynamic provisioning of the compute resources.
Now, when Intel looks at designing products and delivering servers to the marketplace with our partners, what type of work do we look at in terms of the true mark of energy efficiency? Is there a particular metric that we focus on, or are we looking across all metrics at this point?
There are a significant amount of different metrics to quantify the work done in the various industries. They do stretch the gamut, and therefore, they offer a significant challenge for the industry to try and consolidate the various metrics into a smaller set for folks such as the EPA and ENERGY STAR to utilize as a gauge of efficiency.
Can you tell me how the world has embraced ENERGY STAR and where you see it taking hold in terms of broader attention?
Many other countries, especially in Europe, Australia and Japan, have decided a more aggressive approach in terms of adoption of the ENERGY STAR specifications, some of which may lead to more stringent controls as to the purchasing requirements, utilizing the same methods that the EPA, through its ENERGY STAR program, indicates.
So if you look at some of these other geographies, do you see any other energy efficiency efforts underway?
There are distinct programs that are being investigated, somewhat pending the introduction of ENERGY STAR for servers in the U.S.
Earlier this year, I was at a Green Grid conference, and I heard a technologist talking about using ENERGY STAR and Spec Power hand in hand as a joint tool. Can you tell us about Spec Power and how that relates to ENERGY STAR?
Spec Power actually has a great resource within its metric and methods that actually look at both compute capabilities as well as the dynamic provisioning. And in conjunction with the amount of power consumed not doing any work, they actually perform a reasonable proxy for efficiency. Unfortunately, the scaling of spec power to multiple configurations may be somewhat limited, which is one of the aspects that we will need to go ahead and address.
Henry, it sounds like the industry has a lot of work ahead of it to get to that full three-pronged stool that you talked about, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the progress that you guys are making. Hopefully we can have you back on a Chip Chat in the future.
Well, I hope so too, and thank you very much for the chance to speak to you.